Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Ayin Beis. As we continue here in Shlosha She'achlu in the seventh parak, a lot to talk about today. There's a lot on today's daf. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by the Elman family as well as the entire Masechta. Leila Nishvas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunyan Bas, Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barablei Basriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yerman Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we are in the sugyas of Zimun. And we are making unusual comparisons at the end of the daf today. So we compared if the bidi'evid situation, in a case where somebody has three, there's a chiyuv of zimun. What about two? So we said, rishus, we paskin whether two is anything or not. We paskin that there's nothing. But there was a machlokas there. So we said, oh, maybe it's connected to the other machlokas, Babylonians and Eretz Yisrael Amoraim, related to Dinim Amanis, Shnaim Shadanu, Diem Din or not. If you look in the Bavli, there's separate makoros for Shnaim Shadanu, Dinim Din, or not. But the Yerushalmi here links it. Then the Gemara quotes another machlokas, or a related issue, I should say, relating to three that start off in as one group for a zimun, one chabura, as it's called, and then their chabura disappears, so then they could join another chabura for benching. As long as they started in a situation of chiyuv, and now they are in a situation of chiyuv, then it all works out, even though they are not in the same situation of chiyuv as was earlier, they're not in the same chabura. So the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yonah says relating to that Rav Chuna, oh, so let's say the same thing regarding Hilchus Paraduma, where one has the branches that they have to dip into. They have to dip three branches because it says the word aguda. And aguda, the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel, means a minimum of three. So you have to take the three branches. So when you take the three branches and you dip it, it's got to be three. And then when you sprinkle, it's got to be three. So what if it's not the same three? So the same thing. We would say the same thing, just like by Zimun. As long as you start off with three and you end with three, it's okay. So too by Paraduma, we would say the same thing. See, the Charedim says in the deeper Maschal Rabbi Yonah, Midino Shel Rav Huna, in order to learn how to be mazeh on tamei meis, paragid alav in ilchas para mitzvas ezov shlosha kilachim. Good, and the Gemara ends up the same thing relating to as long as you started off with three. So the Gemara says three lines from the bottom. In Tamar ein lemedim ezov mi bracha. If you want to say, oh, how can you learn one from the other? They're two totally different areas of halacha. Ezov from bracha, right? One is tumah v'tahara, one is hilchos arachayim, one is zimun. If you want to say you can't learn one from the other, but we see in other areas of halacha, we do learn from one area of halacha to another area of halacha. All right, the Gemara here says, Rabbana kaimin besukkah, the Rabbana are learning hilchos sukkah, v'yalfinim itita nirok, and you learn from pourable mud in hilchos mikvaos, which again seem to have nothing to do with sukkah, but we compare it, right? We know sukkah requires 40 sa'at for the minimum size of a sukkah, but if someone has pourable mud, so you can be mashlim the shear of a sukkah with that mud. But as we'll see, you can't be tovel in that mud, but you can be mashlim it for a sukkah, similar to the following halacha that we are about to see. Kaitetanina tama, like we learned in the Mishnah in sukkah, hirchik azasichom en atfalo shlosha tvachim sula, we know if there is airspace between the schach and the walls, more than three tefachim airspace, right, horizontally. If it's vertically, if the schach are above the wall, and then the wall is right under the schach, more than three tefachim, that's okay. That's called good asik mechitzta and good achis mechitzta, right? Good asik means that we could shoot the wall up, and in that way, as long as the schach are right on top of the walls, that's okay. That's what some people want to have an airy feel in their sukkah. And if the wall is a puzzle wall up until the schach, so then let's say the wall bends and there's, let's say, a umbrella or some type of awning going from the wall to the schach, and that also one has up to four amos. That's dofen akuma. But airspace is three tefachim, right? Because less than three tefachim is lavud, and it's ki'ilu, it's closed up. But more than three airspace that apostles. That's what the Mishnah says. Hirchek as a sichuch min atfano shlosha tvachim psula. Hapachos begang sheir. But less than that is kosher. The Charedim says, to avir posel b'shlosha afilu min atzad. Airspace apostles, even min ha'atzad, even from the side. But less than three does not. And that's what the Pnei Moshe says. Diamrinan lovud. Umitstarefo avir gamkein l'shir sukkah. So it's all okay. So the question the Gemara asks is, ma'u lishan taktav. Could you sleep under that airspace? Okay, that airspace doesn't passel the sukkah, but could you sleep under the airspace? Hey, Sev Reb Yitzchak ben Al Yashiv. Oh, you already know the halacha from, you know from Hilchos Mikvos. Hari Tita Nirok, Mashlum a Mikvah Ve'mad Vilen Bo. Just like the pourable mud can be Mashlum this year for the Mikvah, but you can't be Tovel in it. So Afacha, so too here, Mashlum B'sukkah Ve'in Yishen Taktav. So too, here, it could be Mashlum the sukkah, so to speak. The airspace could even be part of the minimum shear of a sukkah. If you only have a little sukkah, 7x7 tfachim, you're still allowed to have the airspace to be part of the sukkah, but you should not sleep under it, just like the titanibro could be mitztaref, but not part of it. And that is, so you see, different areas of halacha combined. Along these lines, the Achronim quote a line out of context. It's a line in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin. Tosefta in Sanhedrin, in the 7th parak, discusses students asking their rabbis questions and asking their rabbis questions that are totally off topic. Right? Totally off topic. The rabbi's giving a shiur on about Hilchos Sukkah, and he asks him a question about Tisha B'Av. Right? In the middle of shiur, raises his hand. So the Tosefta talks about that, and the Tosefta says, Shashol shalo ke'inyin sorach shiyoma shalo ke'inyin sha'alti. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you gotta apologize. The student has to apologize and say, I'm sorry, I know your head wasn't in this. Shalok inyan sha'alti. Rabbi Chachamim Omer Meitzar. The Chachamim say you don't have to ask forgiveness. Maybe it's not a good idea to do, and if you can embarrass the Rebbe, you shouldn't do it, but you don't have to ask forgiveness. Why? Shekol ha-Torah inyan echad. Because all of Torah is really one inyan. All of Torah is interconnected. So there's no raya brought in that Tosefta, but you have it right here. You have it right here. Sukkah and mikvos. And I'll quote you another one, right? In Sukkah in the Bavli, the Gemara says, how do you know that you have to hold your dal and minim straight up? How do you know you can't hold the esrog upside down? And that is dafka why we use that, strategy in order to get the bracha before we yotzi the mitzvah, right? Out of the Tosas has four different opinions. How do you get the overlasiyasan by sukkah? Keep it on the floor, keep it on the table, have kavana shlo latzeis, but the most popular one that's in the Shulchan Aruch is that you hold your esrog upside down. And then after you make the bracha, then you flip it, because you're not yotzi the mitzvah. How do you know that? Because the walls of the Mishkan were atzei shitim omdim. Because the walls were, stood up in the way that they grew, not upside down, not horizontally, they straight up. So just like the wood, the walls of the Mishkan, the krushim, were atzei shitim omdim, so too you have to hold your dal and minim straight up. Ma inyin sukkah eitzel mishkan. Ma inyin mikvah eitzel sukkah. Right? So the answer is, that's kol ha-Torah kula inyin echad. So we can, learn one from the other. Yes, sometimes the Gemara is machalik. Right? The Gemara says, Mamona mi isura lo yafinan. Mamona mi knasa lo yafinan. Sometimes the Gemara is machalik, but unless we know otherwise, in the general drasha halachas, so we can extend it. But again, this halacha is quoted in Hilchos Sukkah, in terms of the psul of a sukkah. This is very halacha lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, Avir, Bein Begdola, Bein Begtana Shavim. Airspace in a sukkah, doesn't matter if it's a big sukkah or a little sukkah, to bein be'emsa bein menatzad b'shlosha tvachim sula. An airspace of three tvachim will pasel the sukkah. If there's a wall on that side and you need that wall, it's pasel. B'pachas b'shlosha kashera u'mitztari flahashlam ha'sukkah ve'ein yishenim tachtav. Right, based on our Gemara right here, right, it's not, doesn't ruin it if it's less than three, but one shouldn't sleep under it. The Bir Halacha quotes, v'hu aden achilo, you also shouldn't eat under it. How does it say sleep? Why does it say sleep? V'nakat shena b'chal makom mishum debazeh asur afilu arai. Sleep is even more chamor. Which is interesting because many people b'zman hazeh are more makban on eating in the sukkah than sleeping in the sukkah. But technically sleeping is more chamor because I can't even sleep, I can't even take a nap. I could snack outside of a sukkah, but I can't even take a little snoo, a little nap outside of sukkah. Mashenkin b'achila, and that's why it says the halacha of sleep in this regard. Reb Chaim has a chiddush. We're not going to go to now. He has rayas to this in the Rambam. The Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah talks about what really is the a lumdis of three tfachim of airspace. Tahadavir shlosha posa basuka below pachos. Imhumi din lavud o din misuyam bifne atzma me hilchasa gemira. The shlosha cholik makom bifne atzma u posa basuka. Is it lavud? Is it just a din in chiluk by sukkah? So he has a lumdis that he talks about in hilchas sukkah with different rayas to try to answer up a stira in the a problem in the Rambam. Okay, we continue though now. Says the Gemara back to hilchos zimun. Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas. Upikish echan miyam le'elechlo. One of the people in the Chabura wants to leave. He has something came up. Maybe he's going to come back later to finish benching. So he's going to stay. How long does he have to stay for? Or how long does he have to bench as part of so he doesn't like unfulfill, doesn't not fulfill his chiyuv, but he's in a rush. So how much does he have to say? So the base Rav Amri, Yevarech Bracha Rishona V'yelachlo, just the first Bracha. The first Bracha, and then the rest you can finish later. What's the first Bracha? Ve'ezu hi Bracha Rishona. What is the first Bracha? Machlokes, what the first Bracha is considered here. So if you ask us, we think, what's the first Bracha? Zonas Olam, that's the first Bracha. But there's also something called Birchas Zimun. Yehi Shem Hashem Avorach, Birshus, that's also called Birchas Zimun. So what's referred to here? So machlokas. The base Rav Amri Zu Birchas Zimun. The base Rav says it's referred to the Zimun before what we call the first bracha. Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Yirmiyah Zu Hazanas Hakol. No, it's referring to Hazanas Hakol, what we call the first bracha. That's the machlokas. Reb Chelba Bar Chanan b'shem Rav Zu Hazanas Hakol. He also holds that it's the Hazanas Hakol. Fine. So that's how long as he has to stay. Heisiv Rav Sheisha, so Mastisa Pliga, but Rav Sheisha says the following Brisa seems to argue. Why? Shnayim Shlosha. What does this mean? What if you're sitting around, you have a chabura, you don't have a bencher. There's no birchon. One person knows the first bracha by heart, one person knows the second bracha by heart, one person knows the third bracha by heart. But they don't know the ones that they don't know. They each only know one bracha. Right? So Shnayim Shlosha Chayam Birchazimun. As long as you have people who know the three brachas by heart, so then, or even Shnayim Shlosha is like two or three, then you can still have Birchas HaZimun, right? Which sounds like Ha'arba Lo. But if you don't have someone, that's the push-up shot of the Gemara, if you don't have someone who knows the fourth bracha, so then you cannot say Zimun. That's what it sounds like. Let's see what the Charedim says. Charedim says, Pirish, he quotes this from the Rif, Shnayim Shlosha Nashem She'achlu, Ve'ein Echad Mehem Yodea Levarach Berchaz Mazon Kula, nobody knows the whole benching by heart. One person knows the first, one person knows the second, one person knows the third, and not the first, O'Shechad Yodea Rishon Ve'echad Shenish Ve'echad Shlishis, Chayav Berchaz Zimun, Lefi, She'efshar She'yivarach Kol Echad Ve'echad HaBracha, Shehu Yodea. Everyone will say out loud the bracha that they know, Ve'nimseis, Berchaz HaMazon Ole, Mishnayim O'Shlosha. Shnayim here doesn't mean they only know two. Shnayim means one person knows two of the brachas and the other one knows the third one. Just means all together, out of the two or three people that are there, they can combine. You can't combine half brachas. You can't combine, if somebody knows a half a bracha and another one's a half the bracha. That's what the Charedim also says here. But what do you see from here? Right? Two, three brachas. It's three people. They're sitting all together. And included in, right, the piyotze, it's called three, and included in that is Birchas Zimun. Ha'arba lo, but not four. Let's just finish the Charedim, then we'll get back to the Gemara. Midiktani shtayim shloshav loktani nami arba'a, mishum dolachashiv nivarech bracha latzma. It must be Birchas Zimun. It's not called its own bracha. It wouldn't be called bracha rishona. If it was called bracha rishona, then you'd have some, then you say here, four, right? You have Zimun, and Hazan, and no delacha, and rachim. That's four. The fact that it says 2-3, it must be Birchas Zimun is not considered first bracha. Right, and that's why it's a kasha on that opinion. And that next line in the Charedim, Ulechatzoin ein lavarech im echad yodei chatzi bracha. We discussed the lumdus of that a couple of, a week or so ago, when we spoke about the lumdus of Shomea Kaone. Whether Shomea was Mamish Kaone, it's as if I'm saying it, or it's not just, I'm yotze with what he's saying, but it's not as if I'm saying it. And we said, some machlokas there between Rabbi Kiva Eger and other achronim about whether you're allowed to split a bracha in half. One bracha in half, and we said maybe it's totally under lumdus, about the Shomei Ka'onim. Anyway, we get back. So in Tamar Berchas Zimun Rishona Nisni Arba. So the Gemara says, if Berchas Zimun is really considered the Bracha Rishona, why doesn't it say four here? Because then you'd have four. So the Gemara says, Ashkan Tani Arba. Okay, we got another Brisa. Right? We have another Brisa that says Arba. So that opinion is safe. So you have Berchas Zimun, and the other three. So the Gemara says, Itebar Zuazar is like, oh, Kasha. Okay, so that price is difficult according to the other opinion. The other opinion that says, Hazanas Akol is the first bracha, then there's only three brachos. So how could the brisa say four? As the Charedim says, each brisa supports one opinion. What does the other opinion do with each one? And the Gemara says, and in Tamar, Zu Atov HaMeitiv, and if you want to say, oh, maybe that brisa includes the fourth bracha benching. What we call the fourth bracha, Hatov HaMeitiv. So you can't say that. You can't say that that's what the brisa is referring to, and that's what they need to know. That's what they need to know. Less at Yochel. You can't suggest that. Why? Shan Yehi. Because that bracha is different. Why is that bracha different? Da'amar Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna says, Misha nitnu aruge beita l'kfura nikva tova meitiv. As we know, when that bracha is from a later date, right after beita, right years after the Churban, when the massacre took place, and they didn't let us bury our dead until years later, and we saw that the bodies didn't decompose and we was not going to bury them. So when that nes nigla happened, so they were masakin a new bracha. Nikva hatov ha-meitev hatov shalom nisrachu hatov Hashem is tov that they didn't putrefy ha-meitev shenitznu likfura and meitev that they were given over to be buried. So you see that's a different bracha. That's a derabanan. Why in the middle of benching? What does benching have to do with Beitar? Okay, there was an amazing day. So why didn't they were masakin a yontif on that day that they found the bodies? Well, they put into benching every time we bench. So the Rishonim discussed it. The Abu Dram says it was benching is Zman Simcha. We're in a good mood when we bench. So when we bench, we add that on. If you look in the Abu Dram says that it's kulo hoda and the Tosa Rush also. Actually, that was the Abu Dram. The Tosa Rush on these dafim in the Bavli mem ches v'kavua beberchas amazon shekula hoda. Right, it's all about hoda, and this is hoda. V'yamrina biYerushalmi. This is not our Yerushalmi. Kishenechrova beitar nigda'a keren Yisrael v'ein asido lachzara shiyavo ben David. Right, when Beitar was destroyed, that's it until Mashiach. And therefore you put it right with Boni, right after Boni Bracha of Yerushalayim. Samcho Saisa Boni Yerushalayim. That's when you put it right next to Boni Yerushalayim. You add it into the benching at the end. You're not going to put it in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Right? They didn't have that power. It was after the Ashkenaz HaGadola. But the end of benching, you're basically done with benching. So that's why you could add on another bracha. They still have the power to add on another bracha with Shem Hashem at that point. There is a discussion. I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, towards the beginning of the Masechta. What happens if I don't remember if I benched or not? I don't remember if I benched or not. So, Safek Darais Alachumra, and therefore you have to bench again. But we noted that we bench again with the fourth bracha. With the fourth bracha, because the fourth bracha has now achieved the status of part of benching. And therefore, if one is not sure if they benched, they repeat the fourth bracha. What happens if you're in this situation, like the Gemara is talking about? You don't have a bencher, and everybody knows one bracha by heart. But nobody knows the fourth bracha. You're allowed to bench. If nobody knows, if you only know the first two brachas, so that's really a faulty benching, right? It's like, right? Do you bench in that situation? What does it sound like from the Gemara? It sounds like from the Gemara that you have to have minimum, right? If you only know one bracha, maybe you don't bench. But if you only know one, if you only have a lulav, right? And you don't have the other minim. You don't shake a lulav, midaraisa, it's meaningless. So the Torah discusses this. The Torah at the end of Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet quotes this Yerushalmi. Quotes the Yerushalmi. We're showing that one knows the first, second, and third bracha. Then they have to do a bircha zimun, and everybody makes the bracha of kalacha yivaracha bracha she yodeya. V'nimseis bircha zamazar olim yishlashtan. Aval, im ein kol echad yodeya ela chatzi bracha. Everybody knows half a bracha. Ein yecholon lezamein. Shein bracha achas mischalachas l'shnayim. Because you can't split it. You can't have a chabur together, right? Ein bracha achas mischalachas l'shnayim. Says the Beis Yosef there, quoting from the Rif and quoting the Yerushalmi. Ad kan mashba beyachad shein bracha zadova meitiv ma'akeves. The Torah doesn't say a word about the fourth bracha. Neither does the Yerushalmi. You get the impression that the fourth bracha is not considered a chelek. Shi'alva bi shein shum echad meyam yodeya osa yecholon lezamein. Even if nobody knows the fourth bracha of benching, you can still do zimun. V'lakach Rabbeinu lo hiskir sheyodim bracha revias klal. Af agav de gemara di don amru de Rav Nachman. And even though you get an impression from the Bavli, it's not mefurish, you get an impression from the Bavli that the Paulim could skip the fourth bracha, and you put it together. V'yavavisha b'yushalmi kecholek bazem tamuda di don. And it sounds like from the Bavli that you have to mention it, you just put it together. If you could ever put the Yerushalmi and the Bavli together, says the Beis Yosef, is I'm a furish in the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. You could use the Yerushalmi to understand the Bavli, and therefore, says the Beis Yosef, so that's what you could say. The Bavli, the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything about the fourth bracha, so you could put that into the Yerushalmi. The fourth bracha wouldn't be ma'ake for Zimun. But what about benching itself? So if you look in the Ar Sameach, the Ar Sameach has a little different shot on our Gemara. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Brachos in the fifth parak, he quotes our Yerushalmi, and he quotes the Magen Avraham in this on over here. Kutz Haidal. The Magen Avraham learns from here. Im ein kan misha yodea levarech ala bracha achas eino mevarech. If you don't know the bracha, you don't make the bracha, you don't bench. V'lochein ba'atova meitiv derabanan, avagav she'en kan mishi yodea hatova meitiv, tzorach levarech gimel, kivet atova meitiv derabanan. And that's what the fourth bracha is different, but if you don't know one of the first three brachas, you wouldn't make the bracha. Says the Ar Sameach, v'zeh tamua, d'me'ayin lamanu, d'brecha zamazon, ma'ak v'zeh zeh. How do you know the brachas are ma'akim each other? Right, v'yaf agav debitosef debinachas birchas koanim makvozedze haynimishum de kosavar chuksiv kosavar chuva koavi kamo kachav avi liikuva avakaminale. How do you know that? And you look in the other achronim on the Magen Avraham. Says the Ar Sameach, they don't say that's not what the Gemara means. You're not going to bench. Not going to bench if you only know the first two brachas. Where does it say devarim hamakvozedze? You only know a half a bracha. Okay. But if you only know certain brachas, says the Ar Sameach, I don't know why the Magen Avraham says that. Ulam lefizet zorach muvan akushya. So what's the Gemara talking about then? To my Arya David Rabbanan, atu mishum ha lo tani tana lahai v'nira pasha di Yerushalmi kamar. The Yerushalmi earlier, he knew the Yerushalmi from yesterday and the day before too. The Yerushalmi said earlier that about bracha motz, yatsa motzi. But remember, by berachas hamazon, the Yerushalmi said misha achal hu yivarech. Right, if you want to be moti somebody in benching, we said there are a couple of exceptions to Shomea Ka'ona. We said Kriya Shema, we said Shemona Esrei, we spoke about that you should do it yourself. But the Yerushalmi said, what about Berachas Hamazon? So you have to eat to bench. So Im Kain, that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Hatova Meitiv is Drabanan. It doesn't mean because Drabanan is less of a Chiyav. It's Drabanan has nothing to do with food. And what the Yerushalmi is saying is that you can't say that that's part of the Iker benching and is going to be connected to the Bircha of Zimun. No, you can get somebody who didn't eat to be motzi you. Regarding the first three brachas, you got to have somebody who ate who knows how to make those brachas. But the fourth bracha, which is Teknua B'Yavneh, you can get somebody who's just in the room who didn't eat to be motzi you. That's the pshat. Imke, hatova meitev sheniskan al ruge beta rak derabanan tignu laomer acha gemara suda. Imke bevadai af mishalo achal klal mozi is chaveri dechavaso. Vimke kan tani atana shayim shlosha chayav berchaz amazon haynu shlosha shachlu. The price is emphasizing two or three that know because those are the ones that ate. Vimke ne mishum hatova meitev. Avagav sho osan sho achlu enon yodin levarich osa mikomakam enam yosef deyachar shlo achal klal. Find somebody else around that didn't eat and he can be motzi you. Ve'ein hamavarich min achayavim levarich klal. V'zeh barer v'nimsa. He says that's what I think it's a raya atzuma to those if you didn't eat you can't be motzi those first couple of brachas, but the last bracha of atov ametiv says the Ar Sameach in the fifth parak. I think somebody can be yotzei even if they didn't eat. Okay, so that's again the Magen Avraham and the other achronim that argue on the Magen Avraham that if you know some of benching, so bench. There's no din of brachos ma'akvo zuetzu when it comes to benching. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara says we're up to a problem. So according to the Manda Amar that says that the first bracha officially birchas Rishona is hazanas ha'olam. So then there's three brachas in bench. So why does the Brisa say four? Right, you can't say the fourth is haruge beitar. That's a different type of bracha. It wouldn't be included in the brayse. So the Gemara says, Amar Efchuna Tipatek Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe that brayse is the following Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Hatova Meitiv Dvar Torah. He holds that fourth bracha benching is daraisa, not what we pasken. But that's why he would say four. Dichziv, because the pasuk says, V'yachalta v'savata v'irachta zu berchas azimun. That's the zimun bracha. As Hashem alokecha zu azon asakol. Al ha'aretz zu berchas ha'aretz. Hatova zu berchas boni Yerushalayim. Zeh v'cheinu omer ha'or ha'tova zeh v'alvanon. You see tov referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Asher nasan lach zeh end of Yerushalayim. Asher nasan lach zeh ha'tova meitiv. So you see it's based on the pasuk. Based on the pasuk. So ad kan that discussion. We continue now. Kasev Batara. We have a similar Shakla Vataria in the Bavli, but here we know in the Torah There's a mitzvah daraisa to bench after you eat, and there's a mitzvah daraisa pashas of bench, of making a bracha before you learn. What about before you eat, and what about after you learn? So we're about to have kavachomers in all the different directions, and once the dust settles, we still, according to Rov Poskim, any pasuk here is going to be an asmachta and a remes, because we paskin that a bracha before we eat is derabanan, and a bracha after we learn, we don't even make a bracha after we learn. Maybe a bracha after we get an aliyah, but after we learn we don't make a bracha, pashtus. So all of this is going to be fascinating svaras, but not so much halacha lamaisa in terms of daraisa. Kasa batara bracha lefanea, ve'kasa bracha bracha tara shalachareha. In the Torah you have a bracha before learning and not after. Maksiv ba lefaneha. What's the bracha before you eat, before you learn? Kishem Hashem ekra havu godel elokeinu. Right, that's the source for birchas haTorah. When I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to Him. Right, what do you mean the name? What does this have to do with learning? What does this have to do with learning? Has to do with without the calling out the Shem Hashem. Says the Charedim, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hainu Torah, to call a Torah Kula, Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes the Zohar. Right, all the names of Hashem. All the Torah spells out the name of Hashem in some Kabbalistic way. Remember the Ramban in his Akdama to Torah quotes this Zohar also. Kol HaTorah Kula Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Ramban says, a Sefer Torah is pasul if the letter is changed, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word. If you have a word written, Male, Chaser, and it doesn't change the meaning of a word, it's still a pasul Sefer Torah. Why? Because how we understand it doesn't change the meaning. But in the cosmos, it changes the meaning. Right? Kol HaTorah Kula Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, one, it would be a pasul Sefer Torah in that way. Right? That seems to be against the Minchas Chinuch, the last Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Taryag. He's mechalik between different types of Chaseros and Yeseros. Ones that change the meaning of a word, ones that don't change the meaning of a word. He acknowledges, he quotes this Ramban. But that's an important discussion in the last Mitzvah. Mitzvah Taryag, the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But that is Kishem HaShem Ekra, when you call out the name of Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik also brought another raya to this. He says that the Gemara in Yuma in the Bavli, Daf Lamed Zayin, says, Kishem Hashem Ekra is the makar for when we hear the name of Hashem, we have to bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. Like we have the Minhag on Yom Kippur. Right? Vako Anim, and everybody goes down. How do you know that? Kishem Hashem Ekra. How do you, could you learn two different halachas from the same pasuk? Birchas HaTorah and bowing down by the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, it's the same halacha. When you come in contact with Shem Hashem, whether it's Shem Hashem Mefurish from the Kohen Gadol, or Shem Hashem Merumaz in Torah, you have to ascribe greatness, you have to react. Either bow down or say Birchas HaTorah. So that's Yuma Lamed Zayin in the Bavli, and then here in the Yerushalmi, as well as in the Bavli brachas also. So that's the makar for Birchas HaTorah. Ksiv b'mazon, and what about food? Bracha lefan, acharav, in a bracha lefanav. Food has a bracha after or not before. And maksiv acharav, yachad v'svata, uve rachta. So, as we said, Torah has a bracha before, food has a bracha after. Midayin litenes ha'amur bazeh, bazeh, v'samur bazeh, bazeh. How do you know to put each one in the opposite, right? Which sounds like a real limud, but again, we don't paskin that way. Rishol b'dachmeni b'shem of Yonasan Asya. How do you read this? We'll read it like the Charedim. Shem Shom L'Gzeir Shava. You have Gzeir Shava. If you take out the Nekudos, it's the same word. Shin and Mem. But the Charedim says, really, it's Shem and Shom. What's Shem and Shom? Right, because it says, V'yachalta l'fnei parshas re'eh. If you eat in front of L'shaken Shemo Shom, talking about Yerushalayim, L'shaken Shemo Shom, and Kishem Hashem Ekra. Right, so that's the Gzeir Shava. So even though it's two different words, different nekudos, but we can still have the Gzeir Shava. Ma Shem Shenemer Batorah Bracha Lefanav by Kishem Hashem Ekra, Av Shem Amur Shenemer B'mazon Bracha Lefanav. And the other way, Uma Shem Shenemer B'mazon Bracha Lacharav, Av Shem Amur Shenemer Batorah Li Acha Reha. If you look in the Mashbiach is one of the Achronim in the back. He points out that other Achronim on the page, the Pnei Moshe and others, they say, no, it's Kipshuto. It's, you're having a Gzeir Shava between two Shemos of Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, V'yachalta as Hashem, V'yachalta as Vada V'yachalta as Hashem Elokecha. But he says, the Acharim doesn't want to say that because you never have Gzeir Shavas between two names of God. Right, we don't have Gzeir Shavas like that. You can use other words in the Torah for Gzeir Shavas. But you're not saying Yud Kei Vav Kei here and Yud Kei Vav Kei there. That's not where we have halachas that are merumas to us. So that's why the Charedim shies away from that, and he'd rather have a Shem Shom Gzeir Shava than a Yud Kei Vav Kei connection. Okay. We continue. So again, it sounds like everything's daraisa here. Which, by the way, Tzarachian, we don't have time, but the Rambam Shita, Machlokas, the Ramban counts Birchas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah, say daraisa. the Ramban in Mitzvahs Aseh Tesvav, that he say the Rambam forgot, the separate Mitzvahs Aseh, to say Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam is silent. The Rambam does not say Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. So does he count it within another mitzvah? Is it Darabanan? Again, huge discussions about the Rambam Shita by Birchas HaTorah, because he does not count it. The Pashup Shad is that it's Daraisa. The Pashup Shad, the Ramban is right. Right, the Gemara compares it. The Gemara quotes Psukim. So, what does the Rambam do with these Psukim? Tzarech Iyun. Again, you got to work that. You got to work that. And again, it sounds like there's no bracha after one learns Torah. That's the Pashup Shat, right? The Rashba writes in a tshuva that there is no bracha. There is no bracha after one learns. Chelek Vav Simin Tav Kuf Mem. Kriyas HaTorah mitzvahi ve'ein mevarchan al mitzvahs lachareyam. You never make a bracha after you finish a mitzvah. Tfillin we had earlier, that's different. Tfillin is a separate din because it might not be a mitzvah to learn at night, but we don't make a bracha after we learn. And what about bracha after an aliyah? That's a takana d'rabanan. Takana d'rabanan you make brachas on. Right, you make a bracha before and after Megillah, and there are other examples. But there's an unbelievable, the Lavush. The Lavush says, we say two brachas of Torah every day. Right, the Levush, the Sivan Mem Zayin, where we say, La'asok v'devei Torah, Asher Bachar Banu. Why do we say two brachas on one mitzvah? Ah, the mitzvah of learning never ends. So how can you make a bracha afterwards? You never finished. What, before you go to, when you go to sleep? So if you can't fall asleep, you're supposed to learn in your head. So you're still doing the mitzvah of learning. Right, so you can never make a bracha l'achareha. You know what we do when we wake up in the morning? We make the bracha of l'achareha for yesterday's learning. And then the second bracha is the bracha beforehand for today's learning. So that's the only time you can make a bracha l'achareha. Right, the Gemara here sounds like you make a bracha l'achareha. So that's the Levush in Sivan Mem Zayin. Okay, says the Gemara, Ad Kedun K'Rabbi Akiva. This is all Rabbi Akiva's way of darshaning. K'Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael has a different way of darshaning. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sure Rabbi Yishmael, Kavachomer. Ma im mazon shein ton bracha lefanav ton bracha l'acharav. Right, not a Gzir Shava, but a Kavachomer. Food does not get a bracha before it gets a bracha after. Torah, she tuna bracha lefaneha. Eno did she tuna bracha l'achareha. So Torah, surely she get a bracha after. Ad kedun Torah. Mazon, what about food? The other way. Ma im Torah shein tuna bracha l'achareha. Tuna bracha lefaneha. Torah, which does not get a bracha after, gets a bracha before. Mazon, shaton bracha l'achareha. Eno din shaton bracha lefanav. So Rabbi Akiva darshins gzer shava. Rabbi Yishmael darshins kal vachomer. Again, each one of these could be studied and focused on. What's the kal vachomer? Rabbi Yitzchak, let's stop with Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak has another drasha. We'll stop there. We'll stop with the gzer shava and the kal vachomer of these great tanaim. Okay, we'll stop here.